A modern-day poltergeist haunting. Was the Enfield poltergeist real? This highly publicized event has perplexed paranormal researchers for decades. Two world-famous investigators, Ed and Lorraine Warren, visited Enfield to offer their assistance. After investigating, the Warrens were convinced the phenomena was real, and later, Ed even wrote a book on the events that took place. Others were not so convinced. This highly publicized event has perplexed paranormal researchers for decades. So, what is a poltergeist spirit anyway? It's believed by the paranormal community that a poltergeist is merely a manifestation of an invisible spirit agent which moves objects, creates chaos, or even causes events of levitation. A poltergeist spirit is thought to be created by a living person who is angry, repressed, or emotionally charged. This person is not usually aware of being the cause of the phenomena. Poltergeist activity usually stems from the unconscious mind of an adolescent, however, recorded similar events has shown a younger person present. The Enfield poltergeist was a period of apparent poltergeist activity in England between August 1977 and September 1978, with another paranormal event in August 1980. The paranormal activity occurred at Enfield, North London. A council house rented to Peggy Hodgson. Peggy was a newly single parent with four children. During this time, furniture moved by itself, loud knocking was heard, and children's toys were said to have been thrown around and to have been too hot to the touch when picked up. A police officer signed an affidavit to affirm that she saw a chair moving. Reports of the activity attracted curious visitors as well as mediums and members of the press. The Society for Psychical Research gets involved. After visiting the house, George Fallows, a senior reporter for the Daily Mirror at the time, suggested that the Society for Psychical Research in Britain SBR be called in to investigate. The incidents were duly investigated by Maurice Gross and Guy Lyon Playfair, both members of SBR, who were convinced by the evidence which they encountered during their five-month investigation. They reported witnessing various phenomena, including moving furniture, flying marbles, cold breezes, shallow pools of water appearing on the floor, and fires which spontaneously ignited and then extinguished themselves. The family in the Enfield case centered around a mother, two daughters, and two sons. Margaret, aged 12, a younger sister Janet, 11, Johnny, aged 10, and Billy, aged 7. Billy had a speech impediment. Johnny featured only marginally in the inexplicable events, at least 26 of which the investigators considered could not be accounted for by fraud. These included movement of small and large objects, interference with bedclothes, pools of water on the floor, apparitions, physical assaults, graffiti, equipment malfunction and failure, spontaneous combustion, disappearance and reappearance of objects, and apparent levitation. The bulk of activity seemed to be centered around preteen Janet. Initially, Janet's mother believed that Janet was acting out emotionally and playing pranks. However, things began to get worse and it soon became evident that none of the children could be responsible for the even stranger events that were beginning to unfold. Among other alleged phenomena they witnessed, was one of the children speaking using her false vocal cords for hours on end, which is thought to be medically impossible, while she was apparently possessed by another entity. When speaking with the false cords, she said that she was Bill, who had died in the house. Recordings were made of these occurrences. The BBC investigates. After the BBC went to the house, the recording crew found that metal components inside the recording machines were impossibly bent, and recordings erased. However, Further investigations by Anita Gregory and John Beloff, also from the SBR, were not convinced the activity was genuine. The pair spent a few days with the family and came to the conclusion that the children had faked the poltergeist activity after they found them bending spoons. One of the children, Janet, later admitted to Gregory that they had indeed fabricated some of the occurrences. This admission was repeated on the ITV News, June 12, 1980, when she stated, "Oh yeah, once or twice, we faked phenomena just to see if Mr. Gross and Mr. Playfair would catch us. And they always did." Journalist, Will Storr. After writing a feature on supernatural activity for Loaded magazine, journalist Will Storr included a retrospective investigation of the events and conflicting personalities involved in the Enfield case in his book, Will Storr vs. the Supernatural. The book comes to no positive conclusions regarding the truth of the haunting but throws considerable light on the personalities involved, particularly those of Maurice Gross and Anita Gregory. In conclusion, Margaret has publicly stated that although they did fake a few paranormal events to catch the investigators out, they were not responsible for all the phenomena that occurred. She's also emphatically stated publicly that, "It is ridiculous to suggest that either my sister or I could have been responsible for all the strange activity that went on in our house." However, despite this declaration, there remain differences of interpretation regarding whether the girls faked all the paranormal events or not.